Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 60-something, maybe 64. Could be 64, might not be. Brought to you by Parse Rum, as always. Dakota just ran away from the screen.
No, I'm here.
You're here.
Shocker, Dakota's out.
Shocker, Dakota's out. Coming from you, dude. Coming from you. You're a real piece of work. Who are we presented by, Ian? Tell me we're presented by. Give me
presented
a
by Parse Rum. Everybody's a little fired up today. I am a little bit, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to start the episode with a little bit of honesty. I'm a little low energy today. I think Dakota's a little high energy. Zach, will you tell us where in the world you are right now?
I am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in a haunted hotel.
In the Pfister.
Yep.
The Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, I've actually personally never stayed there. The Cubbies do not stay in the haunted Pfister, but the Pfister is supposedly haunted, and there's been plenty of really good stories about it. So, Zach, I think...
No. There's no good stories about a ghost, ever. It's not a thing. There's no good stories about a haunted hotel. I had zero sleep last night.
I can't listen to you talk about the haunted hotel. It's not haunted. It's fine.
Zach, being afraid of haunted hotels, like, grow up.
Can we just talk for a second about Zach got called back up to the big leagues on his birthday? Okay, he went back up to the big leagues, he got a knock and two walks. I watched the first at bat from the clubhouse, and now he's changed.
Change is an absolute understatement. The guy, unbelievable yesterday. The first phone call, so I tried to FaceTime him. Fair enough, he's on a plane. Okay, no problem. FaceTime him later. Listen to this. Guy's got new friends, I guess.
I'm in Derek Collins' room with Miggy and some of the guys. If I answer, I'll get murdered. I'm like, okay, man, I guess you see who your friends are. I guess I'm just not up there with those guys. I get it, man. Talk to you never. What do you got? What do you got in defense there, ZS59?
You would do the same thing.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd leave the room and call you back because you're my friend.
No. No, you're a liar. Is what you are. Your nose is about to hit the microphone. It's growing.
Were you in Holland Suite?
Yes. That thing is literally bigger than my apartment. I'm not joking. You could control the toilet seat with like a computer of what it could do.
Little bidet action?
Bidet, massage, heated, coolant. Bro.
You want a bidet? A bidet would make us friends again? I'll get you a bidet. I'll get you five bidets to make us friends again.
And then I get a FaceTime from Dakota today. He goes, I didn't mean to do that. So clearly he didn't even want to talk to me.
Yeah, well, we'll payback.
The FaceTime I gave you today was like as soon as I got to the hotel, I was peeing and I was about to FaceTime people I was going to eat with. And I accidentally clicked your name and I was like, oops.
Interesting.
Oops, don't want to talk to someone who doesn't want to talk to me.
Zach, can we talk about the Go Tigers sweeping the Yankees, which a little shout out to John Boy here, said that Yankee season's over because the Tigers swept it. A little fucked up, pretty fucked up. But now that ZS59's on the team, maybe he's not saying the same things anymore.
I'm not going to lie. After yesterday's game, when we swept, I went back to his Twitter and reread all of his tweets throughout the game just because I wanted to see what he had to say about it.
They were probably hilarious.
They were pretty good.
You go ahead and you sweep the Yankees. With you coming up, getting on base three times, we go right to Milwaukee. We're not in the lineup, play 10 innings, can't even get in the Wago. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we have a bunch of switch hitters. And I know AJ loves playing matchups. And today we had a bullpen day, so I was literally locked and loaded from the first inning. I thought I was the first one off the bench.
That's a long day.
Right.
That's a long day because you know you have the bullpen day. You're playing in the National League for a American League team with an American League manager who has managed the Astros as well. So obviously a lot of American League experience there. And we're going, what, eight guys pitch? How many guys threw? I looked at the box score. It's like eight guys.
Well, yeah, the the plan was to have our starter throw at least like two or maybe one time through the order, so maybe two or three innings. And we had bases loaded in the second inning, and he was like, I gotta do it. And so, like I said, you know, we have a bunch of switch hitters. So I figured, I was like, oh, I might be the first one off the bench so he can play matchup later in the game with the switch hitters. But we had Mazzara on the bench, so he got the first one, the pinch hit against Burns in the second with bases loaded. And then throughout the game, you know, like I was going back and forth in the cage, you know, doing some sprints.
Tell people what the cage situation is in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So it's like you have to go. So the dugout is there. And then like it's actually a really small hallway to the clubhouse, which I was pretty surprised at. I feel like everywhere it's like, hey, where's the field? It's like, all right, yeah, you go down the hallway, take a left, take a right. And it's just down the stairs to the dugout. And literally today I wanted just to see the field when we got there. I was like, hey, where's the field? And they were like, you see those doors? Yeah, that's the dugout. I was like, whoa. Okay, so the cage, it's like through the clubhouse, and then you have to go through a hallway and then cross like the, I don't even know what you want to call it. Like,
it's kind of like the concourse, but
you're right.
So you downstairs concourse.
And it's kind of far away. So I went in between innings and like the seventh or eighth, and I just taken a few swings, and the hitting coach comes in. He goes, last swing. You might be double switching right here. I'm like, all right. So I sprinted to the dugout. George Lombard, the bench coach, was like, hey, get ready to double switch. If he doesn't get him out here, we're going with Soto, who was a lefty. We're going to double switch. So I was ready to go. I went from hitting to defense like that. And then he's like, and then we got out of it. He's like, all right, you're down. And he's like, all right, you got Hader here when we get to the pitcher spot. I was like, all right, sick. Went to the cage, took some more, came back. And he's like, we're going somebody else. And I was like, okay. And then we went extras, and I was like, all right, I might have to pinch run here. But then it was the catcher who made the last out, so you're not taking him out of the game. And then he told me, hey, and then AJ, after the top of the 10th, we didn't score. He said, hey, if we go into 11th, you're hitting. I was like, all right, went back to the cage. And it was just an NL game is legitimately a different baseball world than the AL.
Imagine doing that every single day.
I can't tell you how many times on the bench today I said that to somebody. I was like, this seems miserable.
Every day. Do that every day. If you're not playing in the NL, you do that every day. And even when you're an everyday guy and you get an off day, it turns into that in like, you know, the seventh or eighth inning. You know, sometimes they're trying to stay away from guys and be like, hey, man, I'm trying to stay away from you. But if it's a one-run game in the eighth, like you're –
That's what hitting. I was talking to a bunch of the guys. I mean, a bunch of them, you know, came up through the Tigers. So you're never playing – the pitchers are never hitting.
Ever.
You know, throughout the minor leagues, because in the minor leagues, it has to be National League versus National League. And I remember turning to Boyd. I was like, Boyd, even like in double A, the manager wants to get you a day. He's like, sorry, man, I can't do it. We got a double switch here in the eighth inning. And you're just like, all right. And you're going to face the back end guy when you went to the field today, having no intention of going in, basically.
Who was your pitcher who was trying to bunt Burns? Like an absolute, he was just
Ronnie Garcia. We just brought him up from AAA, and that was his first ever AB.
That did not look enjoyable for him.
Dakota, you got to see the video of him doing it. I honestly felt scared because I felt like if he fouled it off, like that's a very dangerous move.
Yeah, it looked like he was playing defense on offense up there.
Speaking of pitchers bunting, Ian, a little off the Tigers topic, but Keegan Thompson just a natural at everything he does.
Really good bunter.
That bunt today was beautiful. Like, you couldn't draw up a better bunt.
Yeah, and it was off a lefty throw in 93, basically submarine.
We were watching in the training room before we left on the bus. And, I mean, scoreless streak comes to an end, but it's to Fernando Tatis. Like, fair enough.
109 to right
side. That guy is special.
And the thing is, I saw the pitch. It was like 96 outer half. Well, Fernando Tatis is a pretty good hitter.
Hang on, really quick. Going back to Burns, have you faced him this year, Ian?
Yeah, twice.
So Robbie Grossman led off, and he comes back in the dugout. And so, like, on the scoreboard, he didn't throw one pitch under, like, 97 in the first inning. And we were like, dude, those have depth. Like, what is this? So Robbie comes back kind of, like, grinning. He's like, bro, those are cutting, like, this much. And you look in the video in the dugout, and – it's legitimately – you could almost call it a slider.
When he yanks it in, it's a 97-mile-an-hour slider.
Yeah, he was going, like, back foot to Robbie with a fastball.
Well, he was throwing back. He threw me a bunch of backdoor cutters. So you start the at bat like backdoor, and you'd be like, "That's the other batter's box. Like, I can't hit that." And it's 97. And then he's throwing in, you know, dick ball cutters at 98. And he's gonna finish you with a backdoor 97 or the 90-mile-an-hour, 91-mile-an-hour changeup.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, that's a fun at bat. There's a reason why he struck out 50 and walked zero guys. Shifting from the Go Tigers, as much as I want to talk about the Go Tigers all episode, Go Tigers. The Cubs went 19-8 in May.
Yeah, it was pretty, with 94 people on the IL.
I've never seen this many people injured, and I guess it's up across the league, but like we're in a spot that's pretty incredible with the amount of injuries we've had.
But also you're calling up guys that are nasty. Like Tommy Nance, disgusting. Patrick Wisdom hits nukes. It's just showing
Wisdom rakes.
Wisdom is nasty.
Wisdom and Martini are two hilarious characters.
They're great together too. Like as a combo, they're hilarious.
They're kind of like Wisdom and Martini are kind of like when we were in AAA together, what Phil Evans and Johnny Field were. Just a wonderful combo that keeps the clubhouse loose. And they, when they're on the bench together, they just give each other shit the whole time. And then when they're playing, they're rooting really hard for each other, and it's absolutely hilarious.
They're such a great combination to have.
Speaking of injuries across the league, do you guys see the video of Rob Ruffschneider in the Orioles Twins game going into the wall? I guess he's playing emergency center field because they have enough guys banged up that he's playing emergency center field. And there was a homer, like dead center homer, and he basically just continues running. No one's over there, no corner guy's going to get over to say wall. And it does sneak up on you there in right center because that it's like so severe, but just full force right into the wall, just like TKOs him.
He got decked, like a line, like a wide receiver getting decked by a linebacker over the middle deck.
God, there could be nothing worse. I like going back on balls in the outfield stinks because you never know where the wall is, and the last thing you want to do is just run yourself right into the wall. But he, no fear, just full force. Right into it.
Yeah.
You got to love the commitment, though, you know? Not new to the position, and he says, you know what? I got to catch this ball.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going right through the wall. There was another video that was sent to us that was the – was it Corpus Christi, Dakota? Is that where it was?
Yeah, Corpus Christi. It's double A.
Which is double A now?
It is nowadays, but
– And the pitcher hits the batter. Also, we can talk about Yasiel Puig demanding that somebody throws a strike to him. And also, the umpire called the pitch a strike when it was thrown. Called it a strike, which it was way outside, but he called it a strike.
He called that a strike?
He called that a strike.
That's right. He demanded
the pitcher throw him ball over the plate.
Yeah.
Dakota, how quickly is my hand on my hip?
Zach's go-to. Doesn't really argue. Just if he doesn't like the call, the hand straight to the hip. Left hand usually puts like the bat on the ground, right hand on the hip, and then just kind of like looks off in the distance. Basically just like, nope, that's not a strike, sir. It is incredible that that's all you ever do.
It is. It's immediate too.
Oh, it
never fails.
Like I'm upset.
All right, back to Corpus Christi, double A game. Pitcher runs one inside, hits the right-handed batter. The video is just showing the pitcher, kind of looking. Guy from the stands, a fan from the stands, runs onto the field and tries to fight the pitcher. How is this guy not immediate? I mean, he did get clocked by one of the players and, like, pushed, but, like, no one beats the shit out of him. And then by the end of the video – a coach or somebody has their arm around the fan and is walking.
Like he was giving him, like he was giving him a neck massage. Like, hey man, it's all right, buddy.
Yeah, like it's all right. How is this guy not tackled and drag him off the field?
I don't know. That was one of the more absurd videos I've ever seen because he was on the field for a good like 30 seconds and everyone's just standing there like looking at him like, who's coming to get this guy off the field? Like someone, security, somebody. come get this guy off the field. And he was just kind of hanging out there. And then, like, the whole – I think it was Midland was the other team. And they – like, the whole team, like, came in and was just kind of, like, standing there in a line, like, what's this guy going to do? Is he a psycho? Like –
For everyone out there, we get briefed every year on, like, what to do if, like, a streaker goes on the field. And it's like, you know, just keep your eyes on them. Like, don't go near them. But never have I ever heard a meeting that consisted of, hey, if a fan charges at you trying to fight you, here's what to do.
And he was trying to fight. He was trying to, like, entice anyone that would fight him to fight him.
I wouldn't know what to do if I was a pitcher. I would literally just, like, back away and be like, what the hell is this guy doing? Like, get out of here, man.
I think because of maybe fans being back, missing a year, pent-up energy, pent-up whatever, there's been a lot of rowdiness. In the basketball games, the Kyrie getting the water bottle thrown at him.
It's every game.
It's how – Who there was a fan going...
there was a fan on the court tonight in the Sixers game.
Yeah.
On the court?
The fan at MSG spit on Trae Young.
What are we doing?
KD had some good comments on it, Dakota. But the idea that fans are coming to games not just to enjoy what's happening on the court or on the field or what in front of them, especially like playoff basketball games, but they're taking an opportunity to try to hurt or throw something. Why? Because it's going to make them feel better about their, it doesn't register. I can't figure it out.
I think the only thing is that I kind of, I don't want to say like about it, but like, I'll tell you what, every fan that this has happened to, like, they're like going to jail. Like the one that threw a water bottle, he is getting like prosecuted, like charged.
Yeah, he got charged with like battery and assault with of a deadly weapon. Yeah.
Like, is it worth it? I don't think so.
We will be right back to the compound after this message from Dugout Mugs. You guys probably know Dugout Mugs. They're baseball bats that hold liquid or whatever you want, I guess, but primarily liquid. Dugout Mugs is the best. If you've ever held one, I mean, it's a baseball bat that has been hollowed out so you can drink your beer. Maybe you go for the wine glass. Knob shot, been there. Had a few knob shots one night. It's a long night. It's a great night. Dugout Mugs, they're the best. They're a perfect Father's Day gift. Father's Day is coming up. A couple weekends away, it's going to be here. Go order your Dugout Mug with code COMPOUND to get 35% off all Dugout Mugs. 35%. That's a real one. That's a big one. Dugoutmugs.com/discount/compound. 35% off. They got Cubs one. They got players ones. They've got whatever you're looking for. MLBPA license, MLB license. They've got it all. You can personalize them. Working on getting my face on one. Go check out Dugout Mugs. Code COMPOUND, 35% off.
And I understand that fans are going to express themselves from time to time in a negative way verbally. Like, fans are going to yell at opposing players. They're going to have strong, usually ridiculous words to say. I don't support it. I don't understand it. You know, I always... The cheering for your team, like being positive about cheering for your team. I don't understand the fan that comes to the game in wherever, let's say Pittsburgh, and sits 10 rows back and screams at Chris Bryant that he sucks. Like, what? Like, how? What? How's that happen?
I'm so happy you brought this up. There's this guy today, probably 3 rows back in Milwaukee, and the whole game he just doesn't stop. And it's just like someone's walking back. He's like, hey, good AB. Never mind. You suck. And it was just like he was so serious and adamant about it. And like his wife or girlfriend was sitting next to him and she had to have been embarrassed. Like this dude was like legitimately frustrated. And he was wearing a National League All-Star jersey. I couldn't tell who it was. So obviously he wasn't a Go Tigers fan. But it was like he had this just anger on his face. And, and like every time he sat down, he'd be like, yeah. I told him, just like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, does that make that guy feel better?
And I mean, it's sick. It's so cool. Like MSG and like, I think in Atlanta, they have like full capacity, like seeing the full crowds. Like I saw like multiple tweets today. Did Wrigley get bigger capacity today?
60%.
Because I saw so many tweets about how sick it was like being there. Like Ian, how was it today? Like with a bigger crowd, like noticeably different.
Yeah, I mean, it was loud. We've had 60%, I think, since we got back, since the start of the homestand, but the weather hasn't really cooperated until today. And so it really did feel it was loud. It was full today. And it was awesome. The energy was great. We were hitting homers, so everybody's having a good time. But another example of fans definitely having just missed being in the ballpark, like the Cup Snakes are out of control. As funny as it is, like people by the fifth inning, sixth inning, they start the Cup Snakes and the game is happening. And, you know, just in between pitches or like ground out. Yeah, yeah. And you just start to hear boo, boo, because one of the Cup Snakes is getting taken, or people going fucking bonkers because a Cup Snake's getting long. It's like for like three innings. It's crazy. People are just losing their fucking minds out there about cups.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's great too. And I understand that they can't let the cups just like spill beer all over patrons that are paying for tickets. Like nobody wants.
But that's that's the funniest part, is that they know they can't do it. And then like the security, when they were to take it away, they know they're coming. And I think that is honestly the best part about it.
Yeah, I do wonder, like, if security stopped caring, if they Cup Snakes would cease to exist. If they,
yeah, that's what I mean.
If they were allowed to do it, would they keep doing it? Would they try to get one across the outfield? Probably not.
No.
The only thing I could see is maybe, like, if they were allowed to do it, see how far you can go. Like, can you cover the whole outfield bleachers? I don't know.
Right, but then, like, once it happens, it's like, do we do this again?
Yeah, are we going to do this every day? That's – but that – Wrigley, that was the one thing I noticed in the outfield today. Cup Snakes were super popular. But, yeah, Wrigley was bumping. Wrigley was bumping. Seagulls were out there hanging out from the 7th to the 9th, scared I was going to get shit on. Cubbies had a great day. Cubbies had a great day. Wisdom hit 2. Javi hit 2.
The one he hit the center should have counted for, like, 3.
Oh.
I think that was his first one, wasn't it?
First one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Absolutely smoked. Zach, where do you guys go after Milwaukee?
We – play tomorrow night. It's only a 2-game series. Play tomorrow night, and then we go to Chicago. And, of course, I don't think you guys are there, right?
No, we're going to San Fran.
When?
Wednesday, post-game.
Yeah. We have off in Chicago on Wednesday.
Oh, go Tigers.
I know.
You want to come to Omaha for the day? Hang out.
Hey, speaking of Omaha, hanging out, shout-out to Scotty Efros, friend of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on up to AAA. For all of you who don't know, Scotty, friend of the pod, F. Ross, is a new pitcher sidearm? I mean, 2 years ago he's been working on it. Mm-hmm. So, like, this year was his first time throwing in AA, shoved, and then now he's in AAA.
Is he nasty?
Yes.
How hard is he throwing from the submarine sidearm deal?
90, 90, 90 usually. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's nasty, though. His slider is a legit frisbee.
Don't get it twisted, Scott. If you throw to me, bad things will happen to you. But, yeah.
Zach, do you know how many times I've thought about, do I kind of hope that we're both here in July when the I-Cubs play Toledo? I kind of do. Do I kind of want to face you? Yes, because you know what I keep thinking about? There's no way that when you walk in the box, I don't start laughing. Like, I'm 100% going to have to.
Okay, I'm happy that's what you said, because that was what was on my mind. I was like, you think I'm not going to laugh when I go to the box?
And when I punch you out, I'm going to
trip. No.
As you walk back. No. Like, send a truck!
I swear, if I hit a homer, I won't hit you with my bat flip. But, like, we can still laugh about it.
If you hit a homer, it'll be, like, the one time I actually, like, smile after getting a homer. I'll probably, like, laugh. I'll be like, fuck me. I'm all right with, like, a – how about like a hard line out to third? Is that okay? Maybe 110 off the bat, right at third base.
Give me second base.
All right, second base. Yeah, you're going the other way with it. Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Last ball away.
Yeah. Good.
Zach, you were kind of raking before you caught up, huh?
Yeah, and it was fun. I just got off the concussion protocol IL list, whatever you want to call it, and I was about 3 millimeters from getting hit in the head again.
No, you weren't. Oh, you know what I saw? What I thought was funny? No, no, I wasn't saying no, you weren't. What was funny is in your first at bat the other day when you started, you got like a curveball that was over the middle of the plate and up, and you like ducked. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's got PTSD.
All right, so like
it was over the middle of the plate.
He doesn't throw his curveball a lot, that dude. So like as soon as I saw it coming up, I was like, oh my God, here we go again. And I took it and I saw like as I turned, Gary Sanchez kind of caught it like up and in, but it was over the plate. And I was like, oh my God, I could have like legitimately, if I dropped to the ground, like if the ball was coming at me, I'd be like, yeah, it's probably a pretty normal reaction for where that ball was coming. And Gary Sanchez literally called it like middle in just above the zone. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. I'm an idiot. And then you ended up getting a base knock, a little soggy pot. Sorry.
Yeah. You know,
did you know that Kevin Pillar is now back? He got activated after 2 weeks after getting hit in the fucking face. Yeah. In the face.
Also, hey, there's a guy on our team in spring training got hit in the face. Same guy who hit me in the head. Like next time we face the Blue Jays, he was playing 5 days later. Broken nose as a catcher playing 5 days later.
You know what that's telling me, Zach? You're maybe a little soft.
All you got to do is pass those concussion protocols, kid.
I could name you every word on that fucking concussion test at this point.
If you guys are wondering, the word that I missed was honey on mine. 14 Ooh. Out of 15, honey.
I didn't get that one.
I don't think I missed any of the words. I missed the shapes.
So funny, not funny, but funny. So I had to take in spring training, you do like just the baseline test. And I took it the day after I got hit in the head in spring training. So I was already pissed off. Like I probably wasn't 100% and had like probably 3/4 of the way through. And it's a long test. It's almost 30 minutes long. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3/4 of the way through, it just exited out. And I was just like, what the fuck? So I had to do it again. So basically
there goes your focus. Cause you are
like, okay. So I took it after I got hit the other day, about 95% done. It had to restart, had to take it again. And then the doctor said after the second one, he said his memory section was a little bit off. I'm going to have him take it again tomorrow. So I had to take it a total of 4 or 5 times this year.
Zach, any plans for the family to see you play baseball?
Oh, God, no. Love them to death. I don't want them coming.
You are the worst son.
Yeah, no, I'm not, dude. A, I never get hits when they're there.
True.
B, my mom, saint, love her to death. She wants me to do so well.
How about how she murdered you today?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, murdered.
Hang on. We will revisit this. Love my mom to death. She's a saint. But, like, she wants me to do so well that, like, if I don't do well, I can see her, like, melting in her seat because she feels bad for me because she thinks that, like, I can't take it and, like, I'm just going to break down. And I'm like, Mom, like, I'm fine. If I strike out, I make an error, I'm fine. Believe me. But, like, I would rather her be home melting in the couch opposed to in a stadium with 15,000 people where they know
right at her and she's
– right. Like – hey, that's there's Zach Short's parents. Oh, look at his mom. Oh my God. Like I'd rather not.
How did she murder you today? Can you tell us about that?
So today she texted me after the game. She was like, oh, like, you know, I had a good day. You know, my middle brother got a new car. Like Brady's, I think, playing golf and he's done with school. And she was like, and you were flawless today, kind of joking because I didn't play. And I was like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you know, they told me I had the hater at bat. Like, I wanted to get it. I would have been sick. And she goes, clearly, you're still concussed.
Murdered. Oh my Your God. Own mother knows you would have been toast.
The other day, Riz's mom. Okay, by the way, I asked Riz to Speaking come on Riz, today. I asked
Speaking
Riz,
of Riz.
I asked Riz to come on today. He said no. And he said, can we do it on a road trip? He said, can we do it on a road trip so we can do it in person? I'd rather do it in person.
You can't just come to your apartment.
I don't know. So, road trip, Riz. We're going to be on the West Coast all next week. So, I'm not promising anything, but maybe next week we'll get Riz on. Maybe next week we'll get Riz on. Maybe next week we'll get Ariette on. Because I took
everyone out there. Ian has stopped promising us.
Yeah, I'm not promising anymore because I can't get anybody. Every time I ask somebody to come on, they say, fuck off. Riz's mom the other day, it's fucked him up, too. It's fucked him up. Riz's mom the other day, we can ask him about this. She ended the call or started the call with, when are you going to hit a home run?
Oh, my God.
When are you going to hit a home run already?
Oh, that's boy. Awesome.
If your mother says that to you, that's a new, you start panicking. You start thinking about it. You're going through BP. Go, my fucking mom, I can't hit a home run.
Hey, speaking of guests, I think we're almost close to having Miggy on. We had a break. We had a breakthrough yesterday in the dugout. So I'm kind of just sitting there, and Miggy comes out to me. He's like, Shorty, you have a lot of bats? And I was like, yeah, what? What the fuck are you asking me for a bat? He was like, I was like, yeah, my bat bag's upstairs. Like, why? What's up? And he goes, can I use it? And I was like, it's yes, literally sir. The smallest bat that we have in this whole facility. It is the smallest one. He goes, what's the size? I was like, 33 and a quarter to 30 and a half. He's like, it's in your locker? I was like, yeah. He goes, okay, we'll trade. I need to use it. I was like, all right, man, go right ahead. But he did not end up using it.
Damn it.
But the fact, I know.
If Miguel know. Cabrera gets one of his 3,000 hits with your bat, that's fucking legendary.
Yeah. Yes.
What size is
he? I mean, 33 and a half. But it's, yeah, but like the barrel is.
No, I mean, like what weight?
I think it's 31.
He's probably got one of those old barrels that are illegal for us youngsters. Got one of the big ones.
Bro, it is so big.
So in Major League Baseball, I don't know if the listeners know this, in Major League Baseball, there's bat regulations. And if you're an older player, you can be grandfathered into some of the older regulations. So because hitting isn't hard enough, they've, over the course of time, made the bat smaller. It's illegal for you to have a bigger barrel.
Love that.
But if you're an older player, like Miggy, Pablo, Sandoval uses a massive barrel, Nelson Cruz, like these guys can still use these fucking huge barrels. And like you look at the bat and you're like, geez, I mean, why can't I use this bat? Would love to use this thing.
Have you ever tried to, Ian?
No, I've never. Daniel Murphy was grandfathered into an old one. And I did swing his bat once or twice, I think.
How do you know if you're grandfathered in? Like,
I think they do a different like model number on it.
I didn't know if it was like an actual like list of guys like this
guy. No, there is a list.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Speaking of bats, I forgot/was unaware that the team pays for the bats in the big leagues. So I was talking to Robbie Grossman about just bats in general. I was like, man, I gotta talk to my agent and put another order in. He's like, go to the clubby's office and just ask him for an order of bats. And I was like, oh wait, I can do that. And like I went in there like kind of like very scared and skittish, like, hey Jim,
hi,
a bat order. He's like, yeah, absolutely. What do you want? And like got out a pen and a notepad and I was like, just 6 is fine. It's like, you want 12? And I was like, no, I'm 6 is fine.
You know, now that you say 12, why not just make it an even dozen?
So you only got 6?
Yeah, I did. I gotta earn the 12.
Fair.
Gotta earn.
You're gonna order another. This is the thing. You're gonna order another 6 next week.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, no, he doesn't break bats.
Last time I broke a bat was on a hit a few weeks ago. Fun fact.
You didn't break it on that soggy pot?
No, it didn't break. That was brand new. First at bat with that bat.
Did you use it all game?
Yeah, duh.
You know, I saw a friend of the pod today. I saw a friend of the pod, Jeff Garland. He was sitting.
I saw that he was at the game.
He was sitting 2 or 3 rows behind the on deck circle. And I walked up and immediately saw him. And he was just being himself, cracking up.
Did you say hi to him?
Yeah, I said hi to him. And then I went up to hit maybe the next at bat. Or maybe Javi got out and I was leading up the next inning and I came back out and he's standing there. I'm like getting ready for my at bat. Right. And I'm like watching the pitcher and I turn and I hear in his voice like, Ian, and he's holding a camera, taking a picture of me like right at the front of the net. It was like, this guy's unbelievable. He's all over the place.
How long ago does that feel like?
Long time.
Literally like a year ago.
And he sang the seventh inning stretch.
Hey, this is producer Tom. Can I read you a quote that we got tweeted at us a bunch at the Compound Pod on Twitter about Jeff Garland?
Please.
This is from Jeff Garland on the broadcast. Ian Happ is 12 years old. Why is he doing a hairpiece ad?
Oh my God.
Yeah. He he went up there and sat in the booth for an inning, I guess, with Marquee, and then complimented me on my hair billboard. So I really appreciate that.
Was that a compliment or a murder to say?
No, that was definitely a compliment. He definitely loves to see my face around. He was really happy to see me in the on deck circle, and he wanted to give a shout out to my hair.
Speaking of it does look shout great. Outs, Dakota, are you going to say something?
I was going to say something about shout outs as well, but you go first.
So the other day during BP, guy on our team, Jake Rogers, catcher, was mic'd up. And I asked where the camera was, like, he was in my BP group, and we were around the turtle. And I had my arm around him. He was, like, talking about ball talk. And I was like, hey, Jake, where's the camera around here? He's like, oh, there's one right there, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, speaking of ball talk. And I, like, put my arm around him and went to the camera. I was like, you guys should listen to the Compound Podcast with Ian Happ, Zach Short, and Dakota Mekis. Like, no free ads, but, you know, there's great guests, great ball talk, whatever. And I got a clip sent to me during the game yesterday that they showed the clip of us mic'd up, and they had a little segment before I went to the – and they were like – I forgot the guy's name. The reporter was saying, like, oh, you guys should all listen to it. You know, it's really funny. They talk about X, Y, and Z. And
go Tigers. That's going to boost our fucking numbers. Can you send that clip over to John Boy? Let's get it going. Yeah. Get popping.
That's how you make up for not wearing State and Liberty when you had a picture taken of you walking to the
– I saw her. We were walking to the bus, and I saw her, and I looked down, and I was like – fuck.
Do you know the amount of times, Zach, I don't know if you ever got it in Toledo or in Detroit, the amount of times now that I get Parse Rum, like,
I haven't gotten it. Game.
Damn it.
But it's tough because, like, I'll back up home. So, like, you know, in Iowa, how the bullpen's on the field and left, I'll, like, protect the catcher, and fans will be, like, yelling at me while I'm standing there. And I'm like, I feel like it's inappropriate to turn and yell rum.
I think it is. I like what I do is like a nod or a point or something, but like it does feel inappropriate while you're working on the field to like scream rum at somebody.
That's why I just like I try to give like a nod, yeah, but I'm like, I shouldn't yell rum at you right now. Like, I got a guy warming up behind me, like, I don't know. But there was one the other day, like, a little kid comes down, he goes, hey Dakota, when I say parse, you say rum. And he goes, it was Parson. I said rum back because it was before the game. And I go, rum, but you're way too young for that, all right? And his dad's up in the stands. He goes, no, it's all right. And I'm like, hell yeah.
We love Parse rum, and you can love it too when you're 21.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can plant trees. You can plant trees at any age.
Yes.
You can plant trees at any age. It's very true. Just don't consume it. Can we do our screen time?
Mine's definitely going to be the highest. I had a bus trip today.
I feel pretty good about mine because Zach's a degenerate.
Hold on. Oh.
Zach, you go first.
Six 13.
Oh, fuck! God.
What are you doing?
I didn't sleep all last night because there's a ghost in my room. B, I was on my phone from as soon as the game was over until the podcast.
Go hang out with your teammates. I thought you had friends. I thought you had a bunch of new friends because you couldn't talk.
I was
going out with your teammates, man. Come on. Go Tigers. Dakota, what was your time?
Derek Holland took all the relievers to dinner.
You couldn't hang out with Miggy? I'm sure he'd want to hang out with you.
I'm scared of him.
656.
Jeez. Well, you know, you didn't play game day and you traveled and you were only a few minutes higher than Zach. So that's saying something. I had 311 because I am never on my phone. Good for me. Low screen time yet again.
You have too much going on. Like, you have other stuff in life. Me and Zach are just bums. Like, we don't have anything other than baseball.
I will agree that you're bums. You're both bums.
We are. We're just a couple of bums.
Anything else you guys have before we let the people go and don't promise but hope that Rizzo comes on next week?
The only quick thing I have is, Ian, did you see the South Bend Brawl?
I did see the South Bend Brawl. I don't know if I know any of the people that were in it, but
no.
Amazing that they were just fucking going after it on the field.
It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen in a video, and I had to get info. Like, I talked to Brennan Davis, is there. You know Brennan.
Yeah.
He was there, and I go, please tell me you were smart enough to stay out of that. He goes, I tried getting in there, but they were holding me back. I was like, you're a fucking idiot. And he said it was just mayhem. I was like, I've never seen, like, that was a full-blown, like, hammers being thrown. Like, people were throwing haymakers.
Yeah, it looked like a bunch of Tasmanian devils just running around doing circles, trying to catch a chin if they could.
Dude, that was insane. I'm honestly, I've never been. I've had like benches clear a couple of times, and it's just guys shouting like, "Oh, you're a bitch," whatever. Yeah. That's nothing. But like, I've never been in like a full blown like.
That shit's scary, dude. People are fucking nuts.
Yeah, everybody says like, "Oh yeah, I'd love to get in a brawl. I'd love to get after it." I want nothing to do with that.
No.
I want nothing to do with the brawl. I want nothing to do with punches being thrown. If you got to get up there and yell a little bit to protect one of your guys, fine. Once the hands start flying, it's like, what do you do? It's a mosh pit.
There was a baseball thrown.
And every team has a couple psychos on it that are like, love it. And like, want to get in there and like actually hurt you. I'm like, hey, man.
That are just trying to get a lick in. So like, as soon as your head's turned, they're hunting you.
Yeah, people hunting back of heads.
I know that I would be I'd be a like breakup guy. Like a guy's like fighting another guy. I'm like pulling guys away. I'm like, hey, easy.
Dakota, if anybody saw you charging at them, they would stop immediately.
Yeah, unless they knew me and they'd be like, oh, he's a teddy bear. He's not doing anything. Like,
unless you gave him a wet willy, then you're toast.
I hope we get in a brawl with Toledo and you're there because I'm fucking wet willying your ass so bad.
Dakota's starting a brawl just so you can do wet willy.
What was the one with KB and Starlin Castro, right? Yeah. When KB like started tickling him?
Yeah.
I said Andrew Romine broke down the brawl when it was his brother and Miggy. He like told us everything that happened in that. It was crazy. He goes, yeah, like I was just trying to settle it down. He goes, I mean, we were playing against the Yankees. He's like, they got Stanton, Judge. He goes, my brother like was out of his mind, ready to go. And he's like, he's like, I tried to break. He said he was like holding back Austin. And he's like, Austin was looking right through me. He wasn't hearing a word I was saying to him. Like he had fire in his eyes.
Was he with the Tigers?
Andrew was with the Tigers. Austin was with the Yankees.
What?
And Andrew, remember that? And like Andrew and Austin were off to the side and Andrew was trying to like call him down. He's like, Austin wasn't hearing a word I was saying. He was like so heated.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Kind of show you can always say you fought Miguel Cabrera. And
you don't remember that fight, Zach? It was like Miguel.
Oh, no, I do. I didn't know that his brother was. I had no idea.
Yeah, on different teams.
That's outrageous.
And that's what I said to him. I go, if my brother's on the other team, like obviously you like protect your family first, but at the same time, it's like
I'll fucking swing on my brothers if they're in a brawl.
Well, yeah, you would, especially Avery, because you're mean to him.
I probably would punch Brady first.
That's true. All right, Ian, sorry, that was the last thing I had to get up.
All right, this episode is presented by Parse Rum. It's episode 64. We love Parse, you love Parse. Go plant some trees, go to Benny's, go to parserum.com, get your Parse. Obvious shirts. Parse, obvious shirts, Parse, 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 Parse. We'll see you next week. Hopefully we have Riz on. If we don't have him on, you can all tweet at him and blame him because definitely not our fault, definitely his fault. See you next week.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.